And there's a meal, and they're sitting around the table, and they're just standing there. They're just sitting there, rather. And you say, well, there's potatoes. Go ahead and
help yourself. Well, that's usually the expression.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, if it happens to be the kind of potatoes, he can suppose it's sweet potatoes, and he doesn't like sweet potatoes. He says, well, I'm sorry, but...
don't have any others.
Right. Well, see, the fellow, he wants to decline the food, and he wants to do it politely. And
I don't like or don't eat.
I don't eat
eat those potatoes.
Potatoes. Okay.
Well, it'd be a pretty odd sort of a guy that wouldn't eat sweet potatoes.
You have the same food for supper that you had for dinner. You're going to say, you might say, well, we're just going to have
leftovers.
And you might say the meat was, the steak was so tough that I
couldn't chew it.
Did you ever make mush?
Oh, yes. Cornmeal mush.
Hominy?
Well, sometimes we don't use much hominy, but I like to tell you, hominy is made out of corn, too, but it's a white corn. Mm-hmm. And white corn doesn't have the ingredients in it that yellow corn does. It doesn't have oil and things. It's just a dry sort of a corn. It won't fatten stalk near as well as the yellow corn.
Things like carrots and peas are what? They're not fruit, they're...
They're vegetables.
And you grow vegetables out back in your...
In the garden. We don't grow any of them here.
If you have pancakes for breakfast, you might put what on them?
Well, syrup.
Would you call it pancakes, by the way, or fried cakes? Or good?
Well, pancakes is a common name for them. Of course, in a restaurant, they call them hot cakes, and same thing, but I like them with butter and sugar. Sometimes if I've eaten a hearty breakfast, which I don't eat much anymore, I take the last one or two and just butter them good and put a little sugar on, and that makes them a very tasty article.
If you had a piece of leather, say you had a leather jacket, and somebody said, oh, that's not real leather, and you say, it is too, That's not an imitation. It's
genuine leather.
I'm going to shut off the machine and it's coffee break.
Oh, good.
Maybe. So, but now I married a chauffeur. Now, yeah, I have even lost control of my car. He has it.
Now, in the morning, for breakfast, you might have a piece of toast. You might spread something on it.
Jelly?
Mm-hmm. And if I had some apples here, and you wanted one, you might say, would you please give me
an apple?
And if I had some oranges, you'd say, would you please give me
an orange?
Okay. We want to distinguish between some boys. We had a group of boys here and a group of boys there. We said, it's not these boys, it's
those boys.
You ever say something, just a little piece over yonder, a little just over yonder?
Well,
I did.
We do sometimes use a remark like that.
Well, many people do. It's not a matter of correctness.
Well, I was in Kentucky with my first husband, and we were going down to over some mountains, and we asked a fella how far it was, and he said, just a little piece farther. And we went, we thought that the piece, we met somebody else, and he said, just a little piece farther. Miles, we went just a little piece.
Somebody,
that expression up here.
Somebody says, don't do it that way, do it...
Well, this way, I suppose. But
you wouldn't say this away.
No, not this away. I never did have any of those expressions.
Now, if we want to distinguish between two men, this man, we don't know anything about. That man, we know... owns an orchard. We say, he's the man. This one we don't know anything about. This man owns an orchard. So we say, he's the man.
We want.
Or using the word orchard, he's the man